Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, TXF spoke with Tim Gould, Global Export Finance Director of Export and Agency Finance at Caterpillar, to outline what the reauthorization of US Exim means for the US exporter, especially given now it can tap other more flexible ECAs like CERV, UKEF, and most recently Cynosure for support. On our essentials news offering in the project and export space, Singaporean-based renewables developer Blue Circle is in discussions with Cambodia's state-owned utility Electricity du Cambodge to sign a 25-year PPA at the end of the summer to back its roughly $180 million 80-megawatt Bukor Mountain wind project in the country's southern coast in Kampot province. Over in the commodity finance world, on our third-party news tracker service, commodities trader Trafigura seized the moment and taken a rare dominant position in the North Sea crude market over the past 2 weeks as oil demand jumped. Marni firm Petrogas has withdrawn from a deal to buy a package of UK North Sea assets from Total, clearing the way for partner Neo Energy to complete the transaction. Toronto-headquartered Gran Colombia Gold has announced that it will no longer pursue the acquisition of all shares of Guyana Goldfields and, as a result, terminated the planned merger with GoldX. And COVID-19 has developed from an emerging threat to a transformational reality with potentially long-lasting effects on economic growth, according to a multi-commodity outlook report by CRU Group. Optimism for commodity prices at the start of the year was quickly extinguished and prices were dragged down as the emergence of coronavirus in Wuhan spread into a global pandemic. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Australian blockchain firm Power Ledger has announced a partnership with Thai Digital Energy Development, a joint venture between BPCG and the Provincial Electricity Authority, to develop the country's trading infrastructure for energy and environmental commodities. Turkey's guarantee, BBVA, has rolled out the syndicated loan it received from international markets and signed loan agreements totaling about $700 million. Small and medium-sized enterprises in Serbia will benefit from better access to finance thanks to a 40 million euro loan provided by the EBRD to Eurobank. And the Black Sea Trade and Development Bank has signed a 30 million euro deal with the Development Bank of Austria aimed to finance private sector projects and investment programs in the industry, agriculture and service sectors. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.